Thanks very much for chatting to me. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Obviously back from a disappointed trip from Bordeaux. I think we let that game slip. I felt we were in control that first half, and not to come away with a win was obviously very disappointed. But preparations has gone well this week, and hopefully the boys can put up a good performance this weekend.
Well, I want to take you back. You picked up a bit of a knock in your knee. Scan showed that it's quite a minor injury. How do you feel?
Yeah, no, it's got a bit of a fright because I injured the knee 2 years ago against the All Blacks, so thought it might be something similar, but obviously, thankfully the scan went really well, so doing a couple more tests today, and hopefully we'll be ready to go this weekend.
Just what went wrong, Ruan, in that game, leading 10-3 at half-time, good to have Andrew Trimble back. What exactly happened then in the second half?
Yeah, I think that was probably a game of 2 hours. We felt in control. I think we felt really good going into the sheds at half-time, and felt that we'd be able to win this game, and just didn't pitch up. I think we struggled to get out of our own half, struggled to get possession, and the times we did spilled the ball and gave possession straight back. So I think we were really disappointed, and obviously Les was disappointed, and you can see that in the change room afterwards. So I think for us as players, we take responsibility. We didn't play as well as we could, and we didn't take control of that second half, and that is something we need to work on. I think we've probably showed a bit of that in the last couple of games we've played, and that's definitely something that we need to work on in finishing those games off and finishing opportunities when we get them.
And as you mentioned, in the last couple of games, frustrating outcomes given what happened at the beginning of the season with the unbeaten run.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think even though we were unbeaten for 5 games, I think it was in a row, there were still things that we needed to work on. I mean, we knew that as a squad, but I think you don't become a bad team overnight. I think we've got a good team, a good squad, and the guys will definitely bounce back. Like I said, now there's small moments in the game that we need to rectify. It's a, it's an 80-minute game, and I think we've probably lacked a bit of that in showing, showing what we can do for the full 80 minutes. So. I think we're still positive. We are looking forward to this weekend. It's a massive challenge against Exeter. They're a really good team, and we saw that in pre-season. So it's a good challenge for us, but we're back home, and hopefully the people will come out and support us and get behind the team.
Well, the rugby world and non-rugby world still reeling from the news of the tragic passing of Anthony Foley. What was the atmosphere like as soon as you guys heard?
Yeah, obviously, it was devastating to get news like that. I think, for the Munster players especially, I think waking up to news like that is, must be, really bad for, for the team and the whole country and the whole Munster area. It's been tragic to see that, and I think our thoughts and prayers just go out to his family through this difficult time, and the whole Munster community. I think this will probably bring them as a province closer together. Obviously, he's a legend in that part of the world, and also, in Irish rugby. So, very sad news, and hopefully through this week and the coming months, everyone will support the province, support the family especially, and his wife and boys. So, I think it was just horrible news to get about Anthony Foley.
Did you know him personally, Ruan?
No, I think I met him a couple of times after games, and he was part of the coaching team with Munster, so I don't know him really well, but I've only heard good reports and from some of the guys over here that's played with him. So, I think whenever you hear news like that, it's just heartbreaking and, very sad.
Well, looking ahead, Exeter at home in the Champions Cup on Saturday, and of course after picking up an injury in the previous weekend, just run us through what you have to do to prove your fitness again and the sort of things that you have to test.
It's the first 48 hours after you pick up an eagle. It's very important, but thankfully we've got a great medical team and the guys really look after us to get us back onto the pitch. So it's all just a bit of testing, seeing the strength in the leg, if it's a leg injury, then a bit of running and kicking stuff for myself. So I think there's loads of work going in in the background that people don't always see, but we're really blessed with a great medical staff that always does their best to get the guys back on the pitch as soon as possible. But I think hopefully for me I'll be ready this weekend, and I think we've got a lot of injuries at the moment. Hopefully we'll see some of those guys back in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Well, after last weekend's defeat, the stage is set really for the home clash with Exeter, isn't it?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think we know how important our games are in Europe, and you know, we've got a really, really tough pool. We saw how good Claremont played against Exeter last week, so we've got our work cut out for us, but preparations has gone well. So now it's about putting a good performance up for 80 minutes, hopefully this weekend, and getting the crowd behind us and hopefully getting that win.
Well, congratulations for your call-up to play for the Barbarians. How excited are you?
Yeah, no, it's you know, obviously chuffed. It's a massive honour to get the invitation to play for the Barbarians. If you look at the players who's played for them before, and you know, just footage of the team playing in the past, you know, it's all about expressing yourself, you know, trying a couple of things on the pitch, I guess, which you don't always get to do when the pressure is on. So this is a great opportunity to do just that. And obviously, playing with world-class players from different countries and different teams is always fun. So really looking forward to it, and also good to have Dan Tui joining me for that. So it should be fun, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd, because we're playing a good Fijian team with that. They are freakish athletes, so it'll be a tough one, but looking forward to it.
And how good is it to bring international rugby to the world-class facilities at the Kingspan?
Yeah, no, obviously for me as a Ulster player, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to see what the guys think of the Kingspan, the atmosphere, the facilities, because I'm really proud to be a part of this, and you know, to showcase what Ulster is about and what Belfast is about. So I'm sure they'll have a lot of fun, and like I said, hopefully we'll get a good crowd and a good atmosphere at the game.
This is your last season with Ulster. Just take us through some of the best memories you've had with the province.
Yeah, I think obviously your debut is special, because you come abroad, you don't know what to expect and how people will react, and then you know, playing on an old Raven Hill that looked a bit different than what it does now, you know, it was really special to play in front of the home crowd for my first time. I think that 2011-12 season was special, where we went all the way to the Heineken Cup final. You know, that semi-final in Aviva was brilliant. To see almost the whole Belfast travel down to Dublin was really special. You know, it's, I think every game you get to play, for me now personally, you need to cherish and really enjoy, because for me, I've only got a couple months left and a couple games left in the jersey and at the Kingspan Stadium. But just to see what Ulster means for the province, the way the people respond to the players, and when we do well, and also when we don't do that well, I think we've got loyal supporters, and obviously that's brilliant for us. Yeah, and I think just Belfast itself, you know, it's challenging when you come abroad, but the people's been really good to me and the family, and welcome us in. So I think there's not a bad thing I can say really about my experience I've had so far. So yeah, I think it's sad that I only have about 8 months left, I think, with the province, but I'll try and enjoy it as much as I can, and I think the emotions will probably start coming out closer to the end. But no, it's been an unbelievable journey, and hopefully I'll be back in the future. That's the plans anyway. So no, I can just thank everyone who's helped me through my career here with Ulster, and the fans and everyone at Ulster Rugby has been really, really good to me.
And finally, I just want to wrap up by asking, what are the final ambitions? Then obviously only a number of months to go. Yeah. What are the things you still want to achieve around with the club?
Yeah, I think it's always been an ambition of mine to win something, you know, to win a league or to win something in Europe, and that's still the aim. So I guess that won't go away. That's still, we've got a couple months left to try and do that, and I truly believe in my heart that we've got a good enough team and squad at the minute to challenge for that. Obviously, it's sad that I've got to leave now, because I think Bryn is really building a good squad now that will compete with the best teams in Europe. And yeah, so hopefully that's my ambition, is to try and help the guys to win something. And you know, that will be great before I leave to hopefully get a trophy in the cabinet before I go.
We're all very sad to see you go. So thanks very much for everything over the years, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for chatting.
Thank you, man.